I've made a decision to run for re-election as comptroller, and I'm very comfortable and with that decision because this is a great job being comptroller. Louis Goldstein had it for many years. He used to say governors come and go, but comptrollers stay. And I'm lucky to have the job. I'm honored to have it. And a lot of people look their whole careers to try to find something that really satisfies them. And at the end of the day, that was the bottom line, that I really love the job. It's my dream job. And I'm happy to run for re-election. And if the voters support me, most of the polls say they like me and like what the independent brand that I have, and hopefully they'll support me in the elections. But it comes down to a great job, great agency, great people to work with, and still being able to make a contribution, not only as far as taxpayer service and fairness to the business community, but also on the Board of Public Works, providing some fiscal oversight and fiscal moderation.
How seriously did you consider a possible run for governor?
Well, I had everybody tugging at my sleeve saying, please run. You're a Democrat who's fiscally moderate, and we need you, and the state needs you. And obviously that was, I responded to that. But I have always, in all 6 years, been very upfront with people that I love what I'm doing. I got a smile on my face when I walk in my office. I say hi to Louis Goldstein's statue. I say hi to William Donald Schafer's portrait. In my own way, I think I've added to their legacies, and so that is the bottom line of my decision. None of these things are ever easy, but hats off to all the other contenders, and I'm going to try to continue to do the best job possible for the taxpayers, and most of all, respect the taxpayers. And try to make sure that the revenues that we collect from them are spent wisely and efficiently.
Do you think that the field is too segmented, or was it just something that you thought personally for yourself that you had to look at?
Well, we did a lot of polling, and obviously there was interest there. I mean, I'm very well liked and supported by Marylanders in the Democratic primary and in the broader electorate. My name recognition and favorabilities are very high because of, I think, all the fiscal issues that I've dealt with. It wasn't that. It was more just what is the job of being governor? What's the job of being comptroller? And which one is a better fit for me? And it's pretty clear that I'm hopefully, knock on wood, I'll be around for a while and the voters will support me. But Marylanders like comptrollers who stay in their lane and have some tenure and longevity. So hopefully that will be the case with me. But we all serve at the pleasure of the voters, and I will continue to work hard and do just as good a job as I can. Ultimately, it was a personal decision, and obviously the Franchot household is very pleased. And, I salute everyone that's willing to get in the arena there, but I'm very, very pleased to have made my decision.